Manx Radio Sport.
Here come AFC Liverpool down the left-hand side into the FC Alaman half. Jinking away and getting the right foot shot towards goal and into the back of the net. Instant start. And it's Tom Crocken with his 16th goal of the season. AFC Liverpool take the lead. FC Alaman 0. AFC Liverpool 1. With less than a minute on the clock, they win it high back up the pitch to the visitors. Tom Crocken, he turned left and turned right, back onto his right foot on the edge of the box. Got a sighter at goal and just bent it towards goal. It sails beyond Adam Killier and into the goalkeeper's top left-hand corner. The visitors lead, Sam. What a start.
That's a fantastic start. I looked at my phone. We're talking about 33, 34 seconds.
And now they manage to break away with Jensen Butterworth down this right-hand side. Do the visitors halfway inside their half. Cleared right over the top. Tom Crocken to chase. The flag has stayed down here. Crocken's got over the goalkeeper and into the back of the net. It's 2-0 to the visitors. That's a stunning finish again from Tom Crocken. Two for him and two for AFC Liverpool. FC Alaman 0, AFC Liverpool 2. It's an FC Alaman attack that breaks down and Jensen Butterworth with the long ball over the FC Alaman defence. There were calls for an offside as Tom Crocken ran onto it. No flag was coming and Crocken chested it down, looked up, saw the goalkeeper off his line and with the deftest of touches just lifted it over the goalkeeper and into an empty net. The visitors double their advantage, Sam, and it's two great goals as well in this first half.
Yeah, it is fantastic. The sight to be able to see, obviously, Adam off his line there and to play it. I think FC were kind of relying on Rob Slinger to put a flag up in the air and it didn't happen.
Whitley, infield two, where Sam Baines with a bit of space on the edge of the box. Back to Whitley, onto his left foot. Goes to goal and into the net! Game on again, FC Alaman 1, AFC Liverpool 2. And Steve Whitley, it's the third cracking finish we've already seen in this game and we haven't had 15 minutes played. They work it beautifully through the centre of the park. Little bit of a 1-2 in there with Sam Baines. Gets it onto his favoured left foot, Steve Whitley. Opened his body up, just curled it beyond David Parkinson who was rooted to the spot into the goalkeeper's top right-hand corner. Another masterclass of a finish and it's put FC Alaman back in the game, Sam. FC Alaman 1, AFC Liverpool 2.
Yeah, 14 minutes gone. Just into the 15th minute, we've had three fantastic goals down here.
Baines flicks it across the edge of the area to Frank Jones. Whitley onto his right foot here, onto his left, goes for goal again. Whitley off the bar! Frank Jones tries to get to the rebound and does so on the byline. Goes back across goal. The flag has gone up though for an offside. So it will be put back for an AFC Liverpool free kick. But Whitley this time rattling the woodwork. Picked it up on the edge of the penalty area in a very similar position to the one he scored in a few minutes ago. Onto his left foot. Parkinson again was rooted to the spot. It sailed over him and it's pinged off the crossbar, Sam.
It has, and what a fantastic finish that would have been.
Into Adam Moorcroft, back to goal, and the centre circle turns away and out to the left-hand side. Wants to feed it into the path of Patton, who's got a good burst of pace out on that left flank to get to the edge of the FC Alaman penalty area on the left-hand side. Cuts it back on his right foot. Patton to go for goal, and just wide of the left post. Good effort from Liam Patton there, just had a bit of a sighter. Nice ball out wide from Moorcroft to release Patton out on the left flank. Still had a lot of work to do up against Maitland. Cut inside on his right foot, tried to bend it for that far corner, Sam, but just wide of Adam Killey's left post.
Yeah, absolutely, as you said, he's done really well to get the shot off there. Adam Killey didn't really seem too concerned about it as he watched it kind of creep outside the post.
For an FC Alaman goal kick here. That is indeed the last action of what has been a thoroughly entertaining first half here at the ball in the NWCFL Premier Division. FC Alaman 1, AFC Liverpool 2. Watson goes back to Adam Killier from the resulting goal kick. Brings it to the edge of his penalty area. Looking forward down that left-hand side. There's Dan Hattersley, wants the header on into the channel to Jacob Crook, who's free on the left edge of the box here. Whips it across. Sam Baines with a bit of space. Onto his left foot and in! It's 2-2! FC Alaman! Clinical on the counter-attack, and it's Sam Baines in amongst it to find the back of the net. It's Adam Killier's long kick onto the head of Dan Hattersley around 35 yards out, nodded into the path of Jacob Crook, who picked it up on the left flank, swept it across the penalty area. There was Sam Baines, had time to take it onto his left foot, and he's rifled it to David Parkinson's right and in at the keeper's near post. As AFC Liverpool had a great start to the first half, FC Alaman had done it in the second. We're all square, Sam, 2-2.
We have, what a fantastic goal that was as well. Calm under pressure there from Sam Baines, giving himself time to put the ball onto his favoured left foot and, as you say, rifle the ball into the net.
Butterworth to step in for AFC Liverpool and out to the right-hand side to Jack Flight. The flag stays down here as AFC Liverpool want the counter-attack. That's floated into the box. Crocken's header down off the inside of the post and over and across the line. Not across the line, we should say, right across the line. Goodness me, what an opportunity for AFC Liverpool. Jacob Crook away on that left-hand side for FC Alaman. Hattersley. Higgins will chase that. Owen Jones across just inside the AFC Liverpool half and cleared out to the right-hand side.
Obviously, we've seen the impact he can have and what he can potentially do. As you see Charlie skipping his way around here, a couple of defenders with Steve Whitley to support
Higgins.
Him.
onto his left foot, edge of the box, wants to whip one a goal. That's blocked by Owen Jones, a combination of Owen Jones. Has hit a goal again! Higgins scores again! Gets it at the second attempt. Play back to him and he's made them pay. FC Alaman lead for the first time. FC Alaman 3, AFC Liverpool 2. And it was Charlie Higgins with some footwork. Got past a couple of challenges into the box. His initial shot was blocked, but it very kindly fell back to him in a split second. And onto his left foot. He made no mistake. Instant decision. He just slotted it left-footed into the goalkeeper's bottom right-hand corner. And Charlie Higgins, who had four goals in his last seven before today, now makes it 5-8 in this great run for him towards the end of the season. Still plenty of time to go, though, but it's now FC Isle of Man who have the advantage. AFC Liverpool dugout, a water bottle has just been booted across the line, as in across the touchline towards the FC Isle of Man dugout. I don't think that was intentional towards any of the FC Isle of Man staff. There is some apologies coming there. Maybe just, I think, Sam, a bit of frustration in the AFC dugout there.
There is frustration. Rob Slinger, the senior assistant, calling over Sam Fletcher here just to inform him. I would assume there will be a card coming here based on the aggression.
Well, they're just, yep, Sam Fletcher is going to move his way over to the AFC Liverpool dugout. It looks like he is going to be reaching for his pocket. It's red. It's red for Phil Stafford. So the AFC Liverpool manager has been sent from the field of play. So what seemed to happen is there was a penalty shout from AFC Liverpool a few moments ago. The referee didn't give it. And Phil Stafford, the AFC Liverpool manager, he's now speaking with Rob Slinger, one of the linesmen, and is now making his way back to the changing rooms here. So the manager has been given his marching orders here. Charlie Higgins now putting him under pressure. The loose ball picked up by Jack McVeigh. And that is that. FC Isle of Man, 3 goals, 3 points in what is a big comeback victory after such a challenging start for the Ravens. Full time, it is FC Isle of Man 3, AFC Liverpool 2.
Manx Radio Sport.